today I just talked about this solution to the strong security problem. So as you can see from this slide, this is very challenging. And so before introduction, I'd like to give you a rough sketch of my idea, which is very simple. And for this special purpose, I need to explain the advanced mathematical technique called addition. So this is what you need. The way of expressing B equals to C. It's quite simple. Suppose that A and C are observable by different experiments or observations, but B is not. Okay? And the theory you will have tells us that A can take any value between 0 and 1, and B can take any value. And important assumption here is that we, life such as us, can arise only if C vanishes. Okay. And in such a situation, we may encounter a problem if the observed value of A is much smaller than doing. Say, for example, the observed constraint on A is 10 to, I think, minus 10 or so. So why is A so small? So this is a naturalized problem concerning this observable A. And here's a solution. So one solution is to regard A as a dynamical object instead of just a constant. And one, so you may be able to find a mechanism that A goes to the zero due to the dynamics of A. So, but this solution does not take account of this relation. So simply focuses on the sector of A. But the solution I just propose here is this. So the because if, even if A and B looks independent, they seem to have nothing to do with each other, because they are subject to this relation for life to exist, the reason why A takes some specific value may come from a specific probability distribution of B. So for instance, if a larger value of B is favored by some reason, then it means that smaller value of A is favored. So this is the basic idea. So let me quickly go through the introduction. So what is strong CP problem of the standard model? This is about naturalness problem of theta, which appears in this CP biology operator. Its mu is the speed strength of the gluon field. And its experimental bound on this variable theta is like this. So theta should be smaller than theta minus 10 or theta minus 10. So why is theta so small? So this is a strong CP problem. And among several solutions proposed so far, and the particularly interesting is the Pichai Quinn mechanism, which is proposed more than 30 years ago. In this mechanism, one introduces an axial field denoted by A, which has a shift symmetry like this. So if A denotes a big field scale. But this shift symmetry is not an exact symmetry. And it is assumed to be explicitly violated, predominantly by the QCD instanton. So the axion is assumed to be coupled to the QCD anomaly like this. So this interaction resembles the theta term in the previous slide. And after the QCD phase transition, the axion acquires potential and it is stabilized in such a way that it cancels the theta term. So smartly, this red line represents the QCD. The axial potential coming from the QCD instanton. So for generic initial condition, the axion will go down to this CP conserving minima. So generically, the axion acquires non-zero energy in this PQ mechanism. And because the axion is light and stable, this energy density will become a dark matter. But this will be problematic, especially if one considers the string axion model, in which the PQ scale is very large, into 16 GeV or even larger. But there is astrophysical and cosmological constraints on the value of FA. So in particular, it is constrained in the range between 9 GeV to 10 to 12 GeV. And this upper bound is coming from the requirement that the axion abundance should not exceed the downward abundance. Okay. So with an assumption that the initial displacement of the axion for the nearest minimum is of order unity, then the axion abundance exceeds the observed Dagmar abundance by many orders of magnitude if one takes this value seriously. But there are several solutions to it. For instance, one, if one introduces latent entropy production, one can dilute the axion abundance. But this also dilutes the pre-existing parasymmetry. So anyway, the time of history you have is very unconventional. Or you may be able to fine-tune the initial displacement by somehow. But this is it seems a bit contrary to me. And also there's another theoretical issue that the peak of symmetry is actually expressly violated by the instantons other than the QCD instanton. But such an expressibility must be so suppressed because this such an expressibility will generically will modify the potential, and the potential minimum will be deviated by deviated from the CP conserving minimum. So this expressibility must be so suppressed that the deviation is within the current bound on CP. So if one assumes the two theoretically well grounded assumptions, PQ mechanism is a natural solution to the strong CP problem, and change theory is of course the promising candidate for the unified theory. But if you accept these two things, then you are led to either the unconventional time of history or tuning of the initial displacement. So there are solutions, but it is not completely satisfactory. So I take here this tantalizing situation as a hint that we might have made wrong assumption from the very beginning. So either the peak mechanism or the string theory is wrong. So here I discard the peak mechanism because it is now more than 30 years old. So I now discard peak mechanism and consider what happens if one considers the large express breaking of the PQ symmetry. So this is what we did. So first we developed the dynamic solution with the Schoen CP problem. And here we note that the large express breaking of the shift symmetry actually connects the Schoen CP problem to the cosmological constant problem. Okay? And we show that the Schoen CP problem can actually be solved by anthropic arguments if the probability distribution of the vacuum energy has pressure towards higher values. And as a result, the cosmology of the axion and its scale partner, the axion, is greatly improved. So let me explain how it works. So the axion is acquires a potential from the QCD instanton like this. So the potential height is given by the QCD scale. And here I will redefine the axion so that the CP conserving minimum is at origin. Okay, and then let us consider the large express breaking of the shift symmetry given by this. So this large instanton is assumed to be much larger than QCD scale. And this express breaking generically has a potential minimum different from the CP conserving minimum. So this deviation is denoted by psi. So this red line is the potential coming from the QCD instanton, and this blue line is express breaking we have. So because the potential height of this breaking is much larger than QCD instanton, the potential minimum is essentially determined by this psi. So we are left with large CP phase and which contradicts the observation. So that's why we usually assume that such an express breaking is suppressed. Then the potential minimum will go to this CP conserving minimum. But here I take another approach that so that psi is now an environmental parameter. It can take a variety of values in the different regions in the huge universe. Okay. So in some region, psi may be even parameter 2, but in some region, psi may be close, happens to be close to 0. And I assume that each region is so large that at least in our observable universe, psi is constant. Then, in the region with non-zero psi, we are left with non-vanishing CP phase, but in addition to that, we are left with maximum potential energy, given like this. But if this psi happens to be close to CP conserving minimum, the situation changes. And because the potential minimum coincides with each other, the action potential vanishes in this case. So this is good news because we now found that CP conserving minimum is special in that it minimizes the contribution from the action sector to the cosmological constant. But however we know that there are many other contributions to the cosmological constant. So this CP conserving minimum may not be special at all among those vacuum which satisfy the anthropic bound. So I don't think I need to explain the anthropic bound, but simply it says that we can live in the universe with a total cosmological constant satisfying this anthropic bound. So let us now write the contribution to the total cosmological constant like this. So here is contribution from the action sector, and rho lambda denotes the total cosmological constant, and rho L is all the other contribution to the cosmological constant, excluding the action, which is represented by this first term. And rho action can take a value between 0 and the QCD scale, and rho L can take any value. And we can live in the universe with almost vanishing around. So, in principle, there are many ways to cancel the first two terms to obtain almost vanishing around. But in order to quantify these cancellations, we need to introduce probability distribution. So, here I do not assume any, here I assume that there is no special feature in the action sector, so its distribution is almost flat. But the probability distribution of the all the other contributions may not be flat. It may have such a feature, or it may be flat, or it may have such a steep tendency. If it is flat, the strong CP problem is indeed a problem, and it cannot be solved in this way, because each way to cancel the first terms, first two terms are equally likely. So we cannot solve the problem in this way. But if the probability distribution of rho L has a pressure towards higher values, then the situation greatly changes. Because with this probability distribution, larger rho L is favored. Okay? So it means that smaller values of rho axiom is favored and satisfied. So how steep it should be? Roughly speaking, it should be it should significantly change over the energy scale, roughly given by kV to the force. And this tendency should last at least for QCD scale. And this kV scale is much larger than the milli-electron-volt scale, so this does not contradict with the fact prior that is usually assumed in when one considers the anthropic bound of the cosmological constant. So, what cosmology? So, usually axiom is very light, and therefore we encounter a problem of the axiom. But here, we add a large express breaking of the Schuch symmetry, and therefore axiom acquires large delta in this setup. So axiom is very heavy. So it the cosmology of the axiom is quite different from the usual fixture. So for instance, if the express breaking is so large and the axiom mass is larger than the inflation scale, then actually you can integrate down the axiom from the very beginning. In this case, the axiom does not play any important role in cosmology. On the other hand, if the axiom mass is smaller than the impression scale, then it may dominate the energy density of the universe and reheat the universe. Or axion even can be a current field if the inferential scale and the FA satisfies certain relation. So let me conclude. In this talk, we have provided another solution to the cosmology strong city problem. I mean, but the price we have to pay for that is that the probability distribution of the vacuum energy should favor a larger volume. And with this tendency, the smaller potential energy of the axion is favored, and which solves the Chomsky problem. And there are several remaining issues. So first of all, we have to check that such a probability distribution is really realized in the realistic landscape. And also, it's very interesting to look for another examples in which the parameters are forced to take some specific values due to similar tendency. For instance, heavier Higgs mass may be favored in this case, although it will become more moderate potential compared to this case. But I think it's worth studying further. Thanks a lot.
Time for questions. You seem to flat prior for the axion.
Yes.
I guess what you're really doing is that you take your value for your additional contributions, which are then so in relation to that flat prior, right? If you would change the prior for the axion, you could relax your assumptions on the prior for your other observables.
Yes, of course, if you add probability, you add some trivial feature in the axion vector, you may be able to relax the constraint, of course. But here, I don't want to assume any special feature in the axion vector because I'd like to explain the specific problem by using the completely independent variables. The properties of independent variables. But you are right if you assume some feature in the axion distribution, then you can relax the constraint.
So sure. I guess my real question is, do you replace the fine-tuning in the initial conditions with a tuning of the priors you put on your anthropic variables?
Right, so as far as the strong city problem is concerned, this is just a phrase, just a trade. Okay. Trade of tuning of theta in terms of probability distribution. But these two are, these two are all independent. But sometimes it's quite important to convert some problem into the other, then what one may be able to tackle this problem, for instance. And as far as cosmology is concerned, actually it is much improved because you don't have any problem with axion, even if A is much larger than the convention bound. So as far as cosmology is concerned, this is greatly improved. As far as strong city problem is concerned, this is just a phrase, just a trait of the tuning of theta.
Other questions?
So in your model, how is the formula for the mass of the axion vary? I mean, it's normally just lambda squared over the Pitcher-Gwin script.
Yes.
Is it modified?
Here, this is given by the lambda instant of squared over FA.
So it's still the same formula. So
it's same formula.
So previously, in your discussion, you were talking about scenarios where the mass of the axion might be so high, like higher than scalar inflation. How is that possible? Isn't it just the mass of the axion is still going to be really, really small as per usual?
It depends on the lambda instant, but the scale of lambda instant, right? If this is given by the lambda QCD scale, then axion is very light. But this lambda instant may be very large.
So what determines lambda instant function?
It depends on the detail of the axion model. For instance, if the axion couples to many K sectors other than QCD sector, this lambda instant function is given by the dynamical scale of the largest value of the dynamic scales of the gauge.
Okay.
symptoms to which axiom is coupled.
I think we're going to have to leave it there for now. Thank our speaker again. Our next speaker is Nina.